The first Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, is the plaintive cry of an individual who feels ensnared by others who speak kindly, but act treacherously. He knows their intentions are harmful despite their friendly speech, and he realizes it is not within his own power to extract himself from the dangerous circumstances he finds himself in. He knows that God alone can and will protect him from his deceitful adversaries. He calls upon the Kadosh Baruch Hu to save him from the lies that threaten to overpower him. Hashem, Hatzila nafshi misifat sheker milashon remiya. Hashem, save me from treacherous lips, from a deceitful tongue. And like very many other mizmorim, the psalmist expresses his certainty in God's salvation from the very beginning. El Hashem batzarat ali karati vayaaneni. In my distress I called to Hashem, and he answered me. At least three important ethical teachings emanate from this short mizmor. Number one, Ani Shalom in verse 7. Our natural state of being should be to live in peace. We seek to avoid war not merely because it is dangerous, but because peace is ethically superior to war. In Parashat Vayishlach, when Yaakov learned that Esav is en route with 400 men of war, the Torah says, Vayira Yaakov me'od vayetzer lo. Rashi explains the need for both verbs. Vayira shema yehareg, he feared lest he be killed. Vayetzer lo shema yaharog acherim, he was distraught lest he kill others. Number two, Rabat shachnala nafshi im sone shalom, in verse 6. So long have I dwelt with a hater of peace. We must not confuse our own peaceful inclinations with naivety. We are to strive for peace, but not at the price of disregarding true, belligerent intentions on the part of our adversaries. There is no excuse for an adult to be gullible. We must be capable of recognizing that our own desire for peace does not necessarily mean our enemy is of the same attitude. V'chiat daber hemma la milchama. Verse 7, closing the mizmor, even while I speak with peaceful intentions, they are for war. If that is the reality, be mature and own up to it. Be not naive. Number 3, while it is our obligation to do the best we can, we must remember that the source of our well-being is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. El Hashem, batzarata li karati vayaneni. Hashem, hatzila nafshi.